The truth.
Hey, gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It is the biker rally for free speech. It is where bikers come together, and we've got our old ladies on the back of our Harleys, and we grill, or I don't know what bikers do. I did ride a motorcycle once, and I didn't fall off, and that's a good thing. But RBN is like that. You never know what it's going to be, and so go to republicbroadcasting.org. It is the last free speech venue. Is it the last? It's the last one I know of. It's like out there, and you got to keep it alive. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send via credit card. You can call in. There is a number you can call into. It's there. You'll find it. Or you can even write a check. You know what I'm talking about. The boomers know what I'm talking about. We can do all that. You can download the CoSertified app, but that you do from NationalBugle.com. Do that from NationalBugle.com. All right. So today I'm here. My guest is my dog, Mr. T, and my other dog, Mini-Me, and they're sitting here. And right now they don't have a whole lot to say, but we're outdoors, and there's a lot going on. So here's two themes I want to get to today. One is the what's going on in Afghanistan, and the other is what's going on in America, what with the coronapocalypse. But let's start with Afghanistan. So there was the whole 9/11 thing that happened just short of 20 years ago, and you know, people went off on a whole thing about whether it was holograms or missiles or whatever, which to me is just such a big distraction. The main thing is that we should never have gone to wars, and also that we should never have had a Patriot Act. We should never have done all of this thank you for your service stuff. The glorification of the military and all of this, because that was just to legitimize the war effort. I mean, the wars were the main wars and the Patriot Act and, you know, other surrenders, infringements on our freedom, and bolstering of the surveillance state and whatnot. This was what 9/11 was all about. And I have to say, if somebody's out there saying it was a hologram, or it was a missile that hit these, not the airplane, or if it was an inside job or an outside job, at the end of the day, let's just say you got somebody saying it was a missile, and it turns out it was actually an airplane. Would that make the Patriot Act okay? Would you say, it was really an airplane? Okay, well then the wars are okay. Then the Patriot Act's okay. No. And if it was a hologram, well, let's just say it turns out it was a hologram. I'm not even going to use that as a hypothetical, because I just think that's silly. But even if we wanted to get into something really silly, the thing is, no matter what it was, the thing is, we should never have done this Afghan war stuff, the Iraq war stuff, the Patriot Act. None of this, under any circumstances, was justified. Okay, we all know it wasn't an attack on our freedom, and whether it was an inside job or an outside job or whatever, that got to be such a massive distraction. Let's just say, as retarded as it seems, that they did hate our freedom. Okay, would if they hated our freedom, and these let's go run with the whole narrative that there were the 19 guys, 16 of them were from Saudi Arabia, and three were from other countries, or whatever it was supposed to be, and they hijacked some planes and threw them in and drove them into the towers, and the towers burned for a while and then came down, including Tower 7, that came down for reasons that might be hard to explain, but whatever. You just go run with the whole narrative. Would that mean that we should have invaded Afghanistan and overthrown the Taliban, which we weren't even accusing of doing? The most we're accusing them of is not kicking out, like, after the American military had been funding Al-Qaeda, and after the American CIA had been funding bin Laden to operate within Afghanistan against the Soviets in the 1980s, even if the entire narrative from the Bush administration was absolutely true about who did it and what their motivations, they hate our freedom because they are freedom haters. The real haters are the freedom haters. Freedom haters. There are freedom haters. So even if you run with that, there is no reason to invade Afghanistan, right? The people that we were supposedly invading Afghanistan that we said had violated our freedom, that they hated our freedom, were people that we had paid to go to Afghanistan. And so, was it the Taliban's fault that they didn't kick them out, if they were even there? You know, whatever. Let's just assume with the narrative. Let's run with it that there were bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda crew were in the mountains in Afghanistan when 9/11 happened. And even if you run with the whole thing, they were in Afghanistan because we had put them there, if you run with the whole thing. And so in what universe would it be justified for us to overthrow a government because they didn't kick out people that we had put there in the first place to go fighting wars in their country? It made absolutely no sense. The whole thing made absolutely no sense. So, that's running with their narrative. And I'm not rejecting the idea of the inside job or anything else. It just isn't. It doesn't matter to me, because the main thing is we shouldn't have been doing these wars. We needed to stop the wars. We've lost all this freedom. All this ridiculous airport security with the radiation machines. Well, you go through the security line at the airport, and you can either be groped or irradiated. I always choose to be groped. I say, no, just grope me. Go ahead. Just grope me. I don't want to be irradiated. Thank you. But whatever. So that's the main thing. Well, now, after 20 years, Kabul has fallen, and it's fallen fast. And of course, you had Trump, probably on three different occasions, I think it was three different occasions, announced that he was going to withdraw the military from Afghanistan, and then the military vetoed it. The military overruled him. They were insubordinate time after time. And I mean, maybe you think I'm apologizing or I'm coping or whatever. I think because he couldn't get the military to withdraw, then he goes on a cope and says, well, we're just leaving a very small contingency there or whatever. But the fact is, he couldn't get the military to withdraw. Then, now, Biden had said that he was going to get the military to withdraw, and I think it was like for 9/11, or then I think it was by the end of the year or whatever. Frankly, it's a good thing that that the American military and the embassy officials and the journalists and everything are having to evacuate in a disorderly manner, because there's no way with what's going on, there's no way that this cannot be looked at as a military defeat. And it is a military defeat. And there's one thing worse than after 20 years having a military defeat. You know what that is? The one thing that's worse than after fighting for 20 years would be to have a military defeat? would be to fight for 20 years and stay there, you know, and have your defeat after 21 years, or 30 years, or 40 years, or whatever. So, that's the thing. So, on the one hand, it's a sad day. On the other hand, it's been sad days for the past 20 years. So, this is a very positive development that the American military is being kicked out of Afghanistan and having their asses handed to them on a platter. Okay? And, you know, for people who are in the military, I think good people need to be in the military, because if we don't have some of our good people in the military will be filled up with bad people. Like the generals. Practically all the generals. I don't know, maybe a few decent people can slip by the Senate confirmation process. Maybe a few can. I suppose it can happen. All sorts of things can happen. You know, quantum theory, you know, quantum mechanics. Sometimes things happen, but it's not very likely. So the brass is just full of people who are hopeless. The officer corps, you know, the people, the majors, the lieutenant colonels, the colonels, or the captains, and the commanders, the lieutenant commanders, whatever. Even, like, a lot of them are very well-meaning, but there's so much indoctrination. And I have a very good friend who retired as a full colonel, and he still thinks that there was a point, you know, that we're doing something in Afghanistan that was important. And why? What does he think was important? Well, he thinks it was important because of Russians or whatever. Because they're so indoctrinated against Russia or China or Iran. And the heck with it. You know, in the 2021 world, the Russians, the Chinese, and the Iranians are the good guys. Deal with it, okay? That the America, NATO, Western Europe, we're the bad guys. Deal with it, okay? If you were in the military, you served on the wrong side, deal with it. It's reality. But if you were in the military, and because you were in the military, you get these people saying, oh, we need a military coup. I'm sorry. Look at who runs the military now and say you want a military coup. But to the extent that you couldn't have a military coup for the past 20 years because there are too many decent American people in the military, well, in that case, thank you for your service. You took up space that could have been taken up by, frankly, foreigners. There are a lot of foreigners in the American military, at least in the enlisted ranks. There are a lot of foreigners. And that's fine, but it's a good thing. We needed to be kicked out with our tail between our legs, and that's what's happening. And it needed to be a humiliation. It needed to be a humiliation. After 20 years, to be able to withdraw orderly and have it be a cope, and maybe, Joe Biden, you know, the progressives could say that he got us out of that war after 20 years. Oh, he's a peace president. That would be a shame, because that's not what's going on. No, we were there. We lost. We lost in Iraq. We lost in Vietnam. We've lost everywhere. Why? Because people, you know, okay, you look at the Civil War, and how many Confederate soldiers who didn't own slaves, who didn't really have a particular interest in the tariff, but why were they fighting? Well, because the Yankees are down here. You're down here. That's why we're fighting. That's effective. And I had so we were over there. Why would you expect people from the United States who may be enlisted in the reserves, the National Guard, for educational benefits, to bolster their income, for whatever reason, or even because they want to protect their community? Why would they be motivated to be risking their lives and fighting in Afghanistan where a whole bunch of them probably didn't know where they were. I'm not trying to be insulting, but a whole bunch of them probably knew nothing about Afghanistan, and there they were. And the Afghans, what do they need to know? Do they need to know their history? All they need to know is, you guys are over here. This is our land, and you get out. And I had a friend. His name was Sadullah Gausi. And he was a former diplomat, a high-level diplomat from Afghanistan. He actually had been the advisor to the king of Afghanistan. It was actually him. You can see this in an old New York Times article from 50 years ago or so. It was he who informed the king while the king was in Paris. They were in Paris together. The king was a hypochondriac getting treatments for some imagined ailment. And Mr. Gausi, he informed the king that, oh, by the way, you have been overthrown. You are no longer the king. And there's nothing to go back to. He told me that Afghans really aren't very good at very many things. They're not good at things. They're not good at building. They're not good at learning. They're not good at very many things. But we are very, very good at fighting. And they are very good at fighting. And they proved it once again. So it's a good thing. I'm not trying to be anti-American, but, you know, there was a less... There were, I guess, multiple lessons from Vietnam that were studiously unlearned. There is no point in us going and fighting overseas. You know, in the case of Vietnam, was supposedly fighting against communism. Well, communism in 1972 wasn't the same as communism in 50 years earlier. You could say, well, the communism of the Bolsheviks 50 years earlier was bloodthirsty and this and that. Well, you could say that, but that communism didn't exist anymore. And the communism of the Viet Cong wasn't anything worth fighting against. It wasn't worth fighting against. And in Afghanistan, what are they... there are a lot of memes that are coming out, photos that have been photoshopped. There was one of the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan, but at least it's supposed to be the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, being evacuated. And you see the American flag, but you also see the big rainbow flag flying above it. And I know embassies around the world were flying the rainbow flag, but I doubt it was above the American flag. So, and then you see the same picture later, and there's one more flag that's been added to the other side of the building, and that's the Black Lives Matter flag. American embassies around the world back on the anniversary of George Floyd's brutal murder, they did fly the Black Lives Matter flag. They did. But I don't think it's flying today. So I think those were manufactured. It doesn't matter that they were manufactured. Those are powerful messages. Even if you know it was manufactured, even if you know it was photoshopped, those were powerful messages. And, that's what we have. We have a completely illegitimate government. We know that fake President Biden did not win the election. These people are usurpers. At the same time, I mean, there's not really any prospect of Trump being reinstated. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that we're heading into very tumultuous times, and this is something we'll have to talk about later in the show, that the COVID vaccines, I mean, the masks, the lockdowns, everything was wrong. The vaccines are absolutely unacceptable. I don't know if the vaccines are death shots. I don't know all this stuff that they say about the vaccine in terms of how dangerous it is or how many people it's killed or is going to kill. It doesn't matter. They don't have the right to vax us. They don't have this right. They're pushing and pushing and pushing. And it's just like with the 9/11 stuff. It doesn't matter whether it's a hologram or a missile or anything else. The wars weren't justified. The vax, and at this point, the mask, everything else, it's not justified. I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so I guess I had my say on Afghanistan. Let's get to the corona apocalypse. Now, I think I've had an excellent track record on this. I will say, okay, so the first I saw anything about the corona apocalypse was a photograph that Andy Hitchcock sent me in early January 2020. It was of a Chinese street scene, allegedly Wuhan, and there was a man lying in the street and somebody else, I think in a mask, driving by on a bicycle. And I didn't know what to make of it. And I know that the first things that we were talking about was, where was this coming from? Was it really from bat soup? Was it from... And I had on the late William Benz from Montana, and he had been looking a lot into it. And probably in late January, we had a couple of shows, maybe going into early February, on the origins of it. Now, it really wasn't in the United States yet, but the origins, was it bat soup? Was it a Chinese military lab? Was it an American military lab? Was it this something natural? Was it something that came from, was it manipulated DNA? We're just trying to hash out some, facts, because we didn't know. But just hash out the various information. That's what we're trying to do. And I remember probably when they first started talking about the lockdowns, which was, so I think it was I think it was March 1st, plus or minus a day. I think it was March 1st that the NBA canceled its season or postponed its season. In fact, I'm going to check on that. Hold on one second. All right. Well, with the magic of the pause button and Joogle, I have determined that it was March 11th. So I said plus or minus a week. Well, okay. So it was March 11th is when the NBA season shut down. And then once the NBA season shut down, within a matter of days, a week, certainly by the end of March, you started getting all of these school districts shutting down, and we were going into lockdown here and there to varying degrees. And I remember, I guess late March, certainly April of 2020, going out with Mr. T and Mini-Me, going to the park, and nobody being there, just having the entire park to ourselves. Everybody was at home. Nothing was happening. And I don't remember which day. It was probably, because the lockdowns, I correctly identified from day one as being completely insane. And I do remember at some point, it was in March, saying on Stormfront Radio, I'll wear your damn mask, just let me go to work. Of course, I was wrong. My alter ego, Engelbert Poindexter, recorded a song. It's a parody song using the Layla. Layla, you have me on my knees, Layla. And like a fool, I wore a mask for you. Now you shut down all our towns. That was the lyric, and that was pretty early on. That might have been April or May. I think it's excusable in the confusion of the very early days of this, but I think not just in retrospect, but if you go back, to April, May, June, it's pretty clear that to whatever extent this was planned, I don't want to get into an argument about how much it was planned in advance any more than I want to get into an argument about, 9/11 and things like that. But it became obvious that this was something that they were going to ride and ride and ride with this. When I say they, I mean the powers that shouldn't be. When you get down to it, nothing's going to stop with wearing a mask. Nothing was going to stop with lockdowns. Nothing is going to stop with going and getting that vaccine. Things won't go back to normal. It'll be booster shots. It'll be booster shots. It'll be vaccine passports. Show me your papers. And at this point, we've got to push back against absolutely everything. So going into the stores, Walmart with the mask, that's not good. Everything we've got to push back against. Be right back.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, you never know who's going to drop by on National Bugle Radio. Might be a dog. It might be a dancing bear or a grandfather clock or even Mr. Green Jeans, but no, it is Filbert Applebag. Filbert, welcome to the show.
Hi, I kind of like that green jeans because apples are green too. And in fact, my logo is a Granny Smith apple. So I guess you can call me Green Jeans.
Okay. So, did you know what the references to the dancing bear and the grandfather clock and Mr. Green Jeans were?
No, I don't. You'll have to clue me in.
It's from Captain Kangaroo. There'll be a few boomers out there who will get it.
Ah.
So we have, it's not quite Captain Kangaroo, but, similar military event going on. I'm going to move to the next room. The Taliban, not exactly Mr. Green Jeans, but not exactly Captain Kangaroo, but military nonetheless. The Taliban has taken over Afghanistan. Have you seen some of these pictures coming out? There's pictures coming out where you've got, aircraft that's flying off with literally with people hanging on to the outside. And hang on to the outside and falling off, and then all these people on the airstrip, and then helicopters coming by and scaring them off the airstrip. Have you seen any crazy pictures?
I have, yeah, and I've heard people talking about how it looks like the fall of Saigon. So here's my question. Why is the media, I mean, this was Biden's decision, and they seem to be on Biden's side for the most part. Why is the media, like, telling us how bad this is, and this looks like the fall of Saigon and everything? Is this, the only reason I can think of that is, the reason that they're doing that is because they may be wanting to pressure him to staying or have some kind of presence for staying. I don't know, what do you think? Am I onto something?
Yeah, so, I mean, what's happening, what's going to happen now? I mean, first of all, you're going to get kind of a, I think you're going to get a debate, a completely useless debate over who lost Afghanistan, whether it was Trump or Biden. And, you know, lost Afghanistan, it was never ours in the first place. There was nothing there for us to win. But, yeah, you're going to get that. And, of course, there are people who want to stay there forever. There are people who want to maintain military bases in Afghanistan, which would be very useful in an attack on Iran. So there's going to be that. So you're hearing in the regular mainstream media then, could they really hide this dramatic collapse of the government in Kabul? Is it something that they could hide? Do you think they're playing it up?
I don't think they'd be able to hide it, but they are putting a spin on it, you know. I mean, just like they couldn't really hide the Summer of Love last year, but they still just called everything a fiery but mostly peaceful protest, I guess, in that sense. What was your other question?
Well, okay, and so I don't know how much mainstream media you see.
Not a lot, so, thank God.
Not a lot, yeah. I mean, so there's a whole aspect of, you know, they love Joe. Well, they don't necessarily love Joe Biden, but they love having somebody so easily manipulated. Somebody.
Well, and they haven't criticized him at all. And, I mean, the way I'm seeing this is, this is the first thing that they're even criticizing him for. And my theory was that they're trying to pressure him into leaving some kind of force to stay in, because I don't know. It appears like we're pulling out, but you never know. You never know. Like, they've wanted to stay for a while, and I don't know.
That gets down to, is it even a choice to leave behind? Like, in Syria, they could leave behind people in certain parts of the country or whatever. Afghanistan, first of all, is a lot more remote than Syria. And second of all, the Taliban has just been on a roll, and it looks like they're going to control everything. I don't know if they ever controlled the entire country before. I think even before 9/11, there was about 10% of the country that was controlled by what, ethnically Tajik or ethnically Uzbek fighters, who they called themselves the Northern Alliance, I think. So there were parts, but right now it seems like everything is coming under the control of the Taliban. And have you seen the Taliban's, like, official proclamations, their official message to the world?
No, but on kind of a semi-related note, I saw that they banned the vaccine. They didn't ban vaccine passports or, you know, enforce them. They banned the vaccine itself.
Based.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but, you know, that... If we can agree on anything, I guess that would be one thing.
Well, I mean, they basically are saying Allah is merciful, and they're not threatening swift revenge and retribution on everybody who fought with them. They are demanding submission, but they are not threatening retribution, which is interesting. They specifically, to the American people, they said that their issue was with the, and they used the term Zionist, the Zionist government that sent troops over here, but not with the American people. Yeah. And, I mean, after 20 years, and of course the Taliban, when they were in power last, 20 years ago, they were very young and, you know, very radical and very rough around the edges, and they angered a lot of people by expressing their frustration with the lack of foreign, not just foreign aid, but also recognition of their government. And they expressed their frustration by blowing up an 800-year-old Buddhist statue that had been carved into a mountain, a monument, a huge Buddhist statue. It'd be like blowing up Mount Rushmore, except that it's, 800 years old or whatever. It was from before Afghanistan was Muslim. And it was a World Heritage Site, and that really got the Taliban onto a lot of people's feces list, right? But I think, it's, you look at this proclamation that they issued, it's much more sophisticated. It has a great deal of appeal to people. And, there was somebody was it's put out a tweet. I don't think it was a Afghan. I think it was an American or a Westerner said Afghanistan has been liberated from, an oppressive government that enforced face coverings, child genital mutilation, and something else. I can't remember. But of course, that's us.
Right? Yeah. I was going to say, my mind, how the tables have turned, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're the ones insisting on the face burkas.
It is pretty inspiring in a certain sense. I mean, I know they're, pretty savage. There's not really any other way to put it, to say the least. But nonetheless, with I do think that they were, I guess, to say the underdog, and in a kind of the same sense that we are, and they're strong and powerful, and they have all the money and the media and all the guns, and yep, they lost.
Yeah, and so you had Joe Biden recently when he was making a point about the Second Amendment. He said, don't think, the Second Amendment's not going to protect you from the government. If you want to take on, you want to beat the government, you need, what did he say, F-15s?
A few F-16s and a few nuclear warheads.
Which, of course, the Taliban had none of. The Taliban had nothing but...
Yeah, so if that's true, I guess my question would be, if an AR-15 or a rifle of any kind is just so ineffective, well, why do they want to take them so bad? I mean, it must be effective in some kind of sense,
Well, I think they're effective in creating a kind of balance of power, a deterrent. It's a deterrent. Deterrence, North Korea has a nuclear deterrent. The nuclear deterrent doesn't mean North Korea can defeat the United States. But right. What it does mean,
it means that the United States won't get out unscathed.
It means that if the United States attacks North Korea, it's not going to be a walk in the park. The United States is going to suffer a lot of pain. And so I don't really see, given the complete lack of pushback by the American people against the COVID tyranny, the idea that suddenly we're going to organize and overthrow the government through force of arms, I don't see as likely. But I do see the arms that so many people have in their houses as being a deterrent against, door-to-door roundups and a whole bunch of other things.
Right. That's which it seems like we're getting closer and closer to by the week.
Well, we are. And now you've got some big cities, I guess San Francisco and New Orleans and New York City, that are trying to impose some sort of vaccine passport at a municipal level, so you can't go into a store. I don't know how that's working out.
And we just had Amy Coney Dog Barrett just ruled on a appeals court solely alone. I didn't know that one justice could an adjudicement, or, oh, the word is escaping me, a judgment, or... Adjudicate. Yeah, sorry, that's the word I'm looking for. I didn't know they one judge could adjudicate a case alone. But anyway, it was an appeals case from the Indiana State University about having a vaccine mandate, and she just said nope. No to bodily autonomy. So all staff and students at the University of Indiana, now state-funded university, is going to force everyone to get chemically inoculated with this experimental genetic therapy.
Yeah, I believe that Indiana, the state law still allows for religious exemptions, and some of these people had religious exemptions. But you know, the religious exemptions only go so far.
Yeah, and who judges that? Like, how does that go?
Well, the school administrators judge it, and the school administrators.
So they could just deny you. They could just deny you your right to bodily autonomy.
They do,
or just claim that you don't believe in that religion, that you're just making it up.
And that's happening, and that is absolutely happening.
This is extremely troublesome to me. This is extremely troublesome.
With what Amy Coney Island Baby did is not that she adjudicated it. She simply refused to hear it. So the way this appeals process works is, for an emergency appeal, each of the nine justices has a set of states that they oversee, and it's up to that one justice whether or not to send it to the Supreme Court for, you know, some sort of emergency hearing. And she declined. And she didn't listen to any of the facts. She just flat out declined without considering the merits of the appeal, which means that the state courts had upheld this vaccine mandate, so it leaves it standing. But we're going into
it's very scary territory. But I'm scared because that will be a precedent now. Like, that will be a legal precedent that will be used to try to physically plunge, like Dershowitz said, plunge needles into your arm with this chemical inoculation, experimental gene therapy that they're doing. I mean, how did we get here? How did we get this far this quick? This is really scary.
It's gone very fast. Now, you are starting to get some pushback. And you've got all over the country parents going to these school board meetings and pushing back. And especially in the more rural areas, I'm sure that Jeremy will be talking about that because he's been involved in that. And so these vaccine passport requirements in some of the big cities, they're going into effect. Whether they're really being enforced yet or not, I'm not sure of. But it's one thing to declare that type of measure in San Francisco. It's a totally different thing to declare it in, say, Davidson County, North Carolina. In Indiana or in so many places. So we'll just have to see what happens. There will be an impasse at some point, and I think some point soon there's going to be an impasse where there is a line in the sand, and will the feds step over? If you have a group of parents, a group of mad rural dads, who are armed and they're surrounding their school, would feds or, you know, state troopers? I mean, we've had standoffs. You look at what happened.
I think that's very, very plausible.
Yeah, look what happened a few years ago with that family out in the West who were protesting.
Bundy's. Yeah. And they're still around. He's running for governor. He's running for governor in Idaho, I believe.
You're going to have a Bundy situation somewhere at some point soon. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's the most important thing. I don't know if, but I don't see how it can be avoided. But you're going to have a lot of other stuff happen. So we'll see. And the French government, like I've been saying, it's very, very vulnerable. The French government could fall at any time. What happens in America? I mean, they can't hide what's going on in Afghanistan. And if the French government falls, they can't hide what would go on there. It's just going to... Sacre bleu. Okay, we are going to go off to the break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future. We are back. So the question is, are people going to be, I mean, you're going to have, and I don't mean to pick on the boomers, but you're going to have the boomers pointing fingers on who lost Afghanistan. But are there going to be a lot of people who are going to look at the Taliban and say, if they can do it over there, why can't we do it over here? Are there going to be people inspired?
I mean, I certainly think that way. And I mean, so I would say yes. And I certainly hope so as well. I mean, it did change my perspective a little bit. But this is not the first time this has happened. I mean, arguably Vietnam was somewhat of the same situation, only this actually drug out a little bit longer than that did. And with the same situation with Iraq, really, when you break it down, we don't have a whole lot of influence in Iraq.
No, we don't. And I mean, I don't follow it that closely. Maybe I'll ask Mark Dankoff about it when we talk. But with Iraq, I know there was a long period of time where the Iranians had much more influence than the Americans, even while the Americans had their military bases in Iraq, because the Iranians share the Shiite version of Islam. They share a border. They're somewhat related, even though they don't share the language, but they share a lot. And we share nothing with them. We have no understanding of them. So that leads me to ask you, what do you see in your neck of the woods? Let's have a report from the Ozarks. What's going on?
Well,
in terms of masks and vaccines and whatnot.
The mask mandate has ended in my municipal area, and there are still a few stores that, like, are being highly suggestive that you wear them, but they're not in, like, you know, they don't tackle you if you're not wearing a face nappy. There are a few employers around here. One of the local hospitals is requiring vaccines for all employees, which is kind of scary. You know, it's like, what if this does kill everybody? What if this is a kill shot and then it kills all the medical professionals? You know, I mean, what kind of situation are we going to be in with that? I mean, who knows? I don't trust it at all. There's not a lot of people around me taking it, to be frank.
And how about regular people? Is there just an awful lot of fatigue and they don't care anymore? Or people?
There's a lot of people trying to bully people in. And so, yeah, I do live in the Ozarks in Missouri, and our Parsons, our governor, we're in a lottery now to win $10,000. Any Missourian who gets this experimental gene therapy is going to be in a lottery to win $10,000. And, I mean, my employer is paying people $75 up front and then a lottery for $500 to do it. They're bullying people and trying to bribe people into this. I mean, when in history has this ever happened? Like, on this kind of scale, like to get chemically injected with something. It seems like it's out of place for anybody, with the exception of a medical professional, to be the ones to suggest that you do something like that. It's just beyond me. And people, a lot of people, the easy people, they already got. And now they're at the bullying stage. Now they're trying to get the people that didn't want it to get it. And they're getting those people. So they will ratchet up the heat as they go until they get, what do they say, 70% or whatever their numbers are that they claim will be their magic number that will end, you know.
And it will never.
All the Holocaust that we have. But
yeah,
then they could change that too.
Yeah. What's clear is it will never end unless we push back and end it. But that's all the time we've got for today. But thank you so much for joining me and dropping by.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on short notice.
Okay, and I'll be back again next time with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.